Brilliance Audio presents Breach by Elliot Pepper, performed by Sarah Zimmerman. To all who wrestle with hard questions instead of settling for easy answers. Chapter 1. Emily Kim admired the exquisite control with which the food stall vendor prepared tea tariq. Reaching one stainless steel cup high over his head, he poured the hot milk tea in a steaming arc and caught it in a second cup by his knee. Then he extended his arms and threw the liquid sideways from cup to cup. The next stream flew right past his ear. He accelerated, contorting his body and flinging the liquid between the cups from impossible angles, his speed and skill turning the simple maneuver into a dance, cross-hatching the air between them with flickering curves of fluid amber before depositing the entire frothy flow into Emily's waiting mug. He didn't spill a single drop. Emily took a sip, savoring the creamy sweetness. "Better than KL," she said.
"Even Filipinos need a roti chennai."
He handed her the flaky flatbread, hot to the touch and folded around an egg. "You ever miss Malaysia?"
"Same, but different."
He shrugged.
"Kamigan's got everything."
Emily looked around, trying to see the tiny island she'd called home for a dozen years through fresh eyes. Elegant timber and glass buildings lined the waterfront, with tropical cumulus clouds massing above the turquoise sea beyond. The center of the island was a protected nature reserve, thick jungle covering the slopes of the three volcanoes. Kamigan was beautiful and offered all the amenities tourists might desire, but the engine that drove the local economy wasn't diving lessons or honeymoon packages. Instead, the lax laws and even laxer enforcement made this a premier destination for those looking to escape the over-eager eyes of more demanding governments or seek an illicit thrill. Its location in the southern Philippines was just far enough away from megacities like Taipei, Hong Kong, and Singapore to avoid undue attention, yet close enough to be convenient. Emily wasn't the first person who had come here to hide. Summoning her feed, she paid the vendor and moved on. She hoped the afternoon snack would take the edge off her burgeoning anxiety, dull the anticipation of imminent violence that made her so twitchy. But soon she held nothing more than an empty mug and a greasy square of wax paper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?